Montana State University Billings welcomes you to this internet broadcast of Yellow Jacket Sports. At Alterowitz Gymnasium, here is Pat Boland with tonight's call.
Welcome back. Another edition of the Volleyball Show. We'll talk to the coach when we come back. A couple big conference games coming up for MSUB. We'll take a timeout. Our thanks to Hoo-Ha, Godfather's Pizza, Alpha Graphics, back on the Volleyball Show.
At First Interstate Bank, we have the world's smallest checkbook, the First Interstate Visa Check Card. Use your check card like a check anywhere Visa debit cards are accepted. Use it at gas pumps and grocery stores to make everyday errands more convenient. Or use your check card to get cash at over 130 First Interstate day and night teller ATMs across Montana and Wyoming. Best of all, it's free. There are no annual or monthly fees. It's a checkbook. It's an ATM card. It's First Interstate's check card. First Interstate Bank, member FDIC.
Welcome back on the Volleyball Show. Our thanks to First Interstate Bank, St. Vincent Healthcare, and GM Petroleum. Dana Cordova, the head coach of the Lady Yellow Jackets. Coach, a look back at last week. You opened up the conference. Talk a little about the match with Fairbanks.
Fairbanks, we came out on fire. We just couldn't close the game. We'd get a 6 or 7 point lead, and we'd be in control, and then something would happen. And I don't know if it's we just don't have the right mindset right now or what's going on, but we were in every game. I think the three games we lost, I know two of them by 2 points, and I think the other one by four, so total of 8 points in those three games, and we were there, you know, and like I told the girls, all I can ask is that they give us a chance to win it.
And they did, and you talked about that before, I guess in a couple few matches, or maybe on just this last week of matches, the tournament and the GNAC opener, about maybe not using the specific words, but you know, the killer instinct and putting teams away. You as a coach, your next practice and things like that, what do you do about that, or can you do anything? It's just up to the team in that circumstance, and what adjustments can you make to, you know, you can't give a team the killer instinct, can you?
You know, I think the killer instinct, I think this team has it. Individually, now they've got to find it as a team, you know, and I don't, you know, I wish as a coach you could control that, but I don't think you can. All we're trying to do as a coaching staff is improve on areas that we know we need improving on and try to put them in drills where they kind of have to have that killer instinct before, you know, they can get out of that drill or something. But, you know, the killer instinct is you either have it or you don't. And I know we have it some where we just got to pull it out.
Well, you had the five matches. How did the tournament go? Talk a little bit about that. Is that something you want to continue, or how did that go?
The tournament went great. It was great competition. There was a lot of challenges. It was anybody's game at any time. We'd love to continue that. And I think and I believe we will be able to continue that. It was ran very great. I mean, I have to thank everybody who put in the time and the effort. From our SID staff to Dr. Gray and to Krista Montague to Brent, to everybody who put in those extra hours. I do have to thank the men's golf team who stepped in as line judges and did a fantastic job. But we'd love to continue that for the future and see if we can't make that an annual thing.
What were the challenges for you? Because you're the host team, you've got the team, you got matches, you're new to the school, you're trying to, must have been a heck of a weekend for you, being the host coach, and then, you know, trying to get your team ready, and, you know, it's getting off to a little bit of a struggle, just win-loss-wise, and then for everything else, the logistics of the tournament.
It's nice, it was nice to be at home, and anytime you could bring in a bunch of teams to Montana so that you're not having to travel as much, is great. It's a great thing. But, you know, good thing is even though I'm new to Billings, I've ran many tournaments, so we just try to run it as best as we knew we could and make sure that everything was ready to go. You know, there's always added stress on you at home, but it was just nice to be home. And we do it all over again if we could always be at home.
Well, Coach, nothing left but GNAC and Rocky for the year. A lot of big conference games coming up, as we talked before. Every conference game, a big one. We'll be back to talk about the conference already opened with Alaska Fairbanks at home. Now go on the road to the Washington schools. We'll be back to talk about that right after this timeout on the Volleyball Show.
No, 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 no. Nobody has the selection like we do. Nobody's saying.
you money like we do. Nobody's gonna treat you like we do. No, nobody, 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 nobody.
For the best deal on any new Chevy, car, truck, or van, or any used car for that matter, nobody sells them for less. Nobody. Then your volume discount dealer, Danny Menhold Frontier Chevrolet Hummer, 3000 King Avenue West.
Welcome back in the Volleyball Show. Sign Pro, Jackets & Company, North O, Montana, partners for the Yellow Jackets, MSUB Athletics in 2008. Well, Coach, the Central Washington, Western Washington, first GNAC game on the road coming up. Talk about the opponents.
Well, you know, Central Washington, they're off to a great start as well. You know, they're chosen to finish pretty good in our conference. So, you know, it's going to be a tough challenge, but I think we're fairly even matched. Hopefully, again, we give ourselves a chance to win. Sooner or later, if we keep getting ourselves the chances to win, we're going to figure out how to close the deal. So that's all we can ask. And then, of course, we walk into, on Saturday, Western Washington, who's right now undefeated and is chosen to finish number one in our conference. And, you know, in reality, as a coach, you can't be sitting in a better position because, you know, nobody expects much of us to go down there and take that game, so you could easily walk into their home court and steal it from them. You know, they're going to overlook us. They're going to look at our roster, our schedule, and say, oh, well, they're off to a slow start. So you could easily go in there, surprise them, and take that win, and that's hopefully what we'll do.
And we probably won't talk to you before then, but you're right around that time. But then you got Rocky down the street on the 23rd at 7 o'clock. Talk a little bit about that, and is that the rivalry you would like to continue in your stay here?
Oh, I think anytime, you know, you play a crosstown rival, you got to love it, you know. And I think it's good for Billings, and it's good for the town, and it's good for our girls, you know. The coach down there, Lori Kelly, great lady. I've had the opportunity to work with her and really get to know her, and she's a great, great person. So anytime you could go and have that crosstown rivalry, you got to love it.
All right, Coach, we'll be back to wrap it up. Thanks for the visit. Good luck at Central Washington and Western Washington on Thursday and Saturday nights.
All right, thank you.
Back on the Volleyball Show to wrap it up right after this. Wrapping up the Volleyball Show, Denny Menhold Perkins and Rimrock Stages Trail Race. Our thanks to Dana Cordova as the Yellow Jackets head to Central Washington on Thursday the 18th at 7 and Western Washington Saturday 9:20 at Western Washington. Of course, you can catch some of those on the internet with the webcast. Dial it up. And until then, and Rocky back home and actually in Billings, but on the road and at the Fortin Center on Tuesday the 23rd. So for the next time, for Dana Cordova and Pat Boland on the Volleyball Show.
Sign up with Sign Pro. Let the people know.
Trust Sign Pro. From banners to illuminated cabinets, dimensional signs and letters, custom designs and logos, to wide format color printing and neon. With their top quality cutting edge signage, they have the knowledge to make your first impression a lasting one. So go ahead, create an impact for your business. Sign up with Sign Pro today. 259-3200.
Sign up with Sign Pro.
The Yellow Jackets and Montana State University thank you for logging on and listening to Yellow Jacket Sports.